Good morning, Laguna Beach. Welcome to Stairway to Heaven. My name is Don Shortino, pastor of Laguna Beach Networks, and each week we look at a song lyric or two and recognize that these lines are heart cries or prayers that are common to humanity. They're what I call themes of the heart concerning our journey here on earth. Life's a journey that invites and demands us to find answers beyond ourselves, giving us the love and help we need so that we can live and love as God intended. My desire is to give us some help and hope, connecting our heart cries with heaven. Today I want to begin a new series called Learn to Be Still. Learn to Be Still. And before we go any further, it's a great song by the Eagles that I'd like to play. Firstly, look at the lyrics, and then we'll get a feel for this whole idea of learning to be still. The lyrics go, it's just another day in paradise as you stumble to your bed. You'd give anything to silence those voices ringing in your head. You thought you could find happiness just over that green hill. You thought you would be satisfied, but you never will. Learn to be still. We are like sheep without a shepherd. We don't know how to be alone. I like that. We don't know how to be alone. So we wander around this desert, wind up following the wrong God's home. But the flock cries out for another, and they keep answering that bell. And one more starry-eyed Messiah meets a violent farewell. Learn to be still. Learn to be still. Now the flowers in your garden, they don't smell so sweet. Maybe you've forgotten the heaven lying at your feet. There are so many contradictions in all these messages we send. How do I get out of here? Where do I fit in? Though the world is torn and shaken, even if your heart is breaking, it's waiting for you to awaken, and someday you will learn to be still. Let's enjoy the song.
And all these messages we send keep asking, How do I get out of here? Where do I fit in? Though the world is torn and shaken, even if your heart is breaking, it's waiting for you to awaken. Someday you will learn to be still. Just keep on running, keep on running. Mm-hmm.
You know, in my journey, I've come to appreciate this whole focus and message of learning to be still, to quiet oneself down, to get centered, whatever language you use. You know, yoga has their own language for it. Meditation has its own language. Spirituality, there's many, words and descriptions, postures that help us to be still. And I think that's an important thing. I found it in my own journey, it's essential. And when I don't allow myself to be still, I see the consequences of that in a negative way. And when I learn to be still, it's easy for me to just kind of have a sense of being led through the day, being connected in a good way, having things come to me and things are clearer. And so for me, learning to be still is an essential thing. It's funny, my wife can recognize when I come home at the end of the day, if I had time or not, you know, in the way of being still. She can see that if I didn't have time to be still, that I come home sometimes wearing the face of, you know, a savage animal, you know, and she could tell that my face is not at peace, that I'm kind of have anxiety on me and stress of the day. I've been wearing something from the day. And she could also tell when I've had time in being still and quieting myself and taking care of myself, that she can see that peace on my face. So we wear it, don't we, sometimes? So this whole thing of being still is such an important posture and discipline for our lives. Today, we're so seduced by busyness and all the electronic devices that want to put a leash around our neck and have us. It's like, who's in control? And you know, when we allow that to happen, we lose our freedom. And in a sense, we lose ourself when we allow another or another thing to take us captive and in a sense, enslave us. Who are we going to give our time and attention to? So being still connects us, and it really does center us. It allows us to take control back of our lives. Being still not only connects us to self, but connects us to God. There's a couple of scriptures in the Old Testament that are really beautiful. God told Moses, be still and know that I am God. And that was a beautiful time, a scary time for Moses as he was pinned up against the sea and the enemy of Egypt was coming to kill and destroy the whole nation at that time of Israel. God said, be still and know that I'm God. And a miracle happened when they were still and they saw God be God. So it connected them to God and his help, and it's a beautiful thing. King David, you know, with all the responsibilities that he had and all the turmoil of his life that he created in just trying to find life and do life, he royally messed up as he was an adulterer and a murderer. He had just such a mixed bag of a life, you know, the consequences therein. But King David, as he matured, he said, I've learned to still and quiet my soul. And I really like that. I've learned. It's a process. I think we're all in the process of learning. Learn to still, quiet my soul. And so our lives are so enriched in so many ways when we take the time to be still, to learn to quiet all the noises inside as well as outside, to find that peace that comes from stillness and from our connection with God. Many times we're afraid of the stillness and we avoid being still. I find that in my life sometimes. I keep busy on purpose, and sometimes I'm not even aware of it. Then it becomes clear that I'm just kind of, for some reason, I don't want to be still. I don't want to take that time. There's a mild anxiety about it. There's some fear, something maybe I'm not looking at, something I don't want to look at inside of me, some feelings I don't want to face. All those kinds of things are real in our lives. But to learn to quiet all the noises inside and out, to find peace that comes from stillness, from our connection with God, is so, so important. It really is essential. Many times, as I said, we're afraid of that stillness and we avoid being still. We stay busy on purpose. We avoid our inside world of our soul. Avoidance doesn't accomplish anything in a positive way, I've come to find. It promotes unhealth in our lives, stress. It stores up all kinds of unresolved feelings and unresolved realities in our lives. We suppress them, and we think that we're not facing them, and it'll be okay. But they're there, and they're alive and well, and they come up when we least expect it. Sometimes, because we haven't resolved things, we are like pressure cookers. And when someone comes along and presses our button, we give them a whole lot more than they deserve because we haven't dealt with our inside world and the feelings and the realities therein. So when we are still, it allows the unresolved matters and feelings to get resolved. We face our feelings, we feel our feelings, and it takes courage to do that. It takes, I believe, God's help to do that, to do it well. So we're not alone in facing our feelings or facing our realities, which many times are hard, difficult, bigger than us, and we don't know what to do. But when we make that connection and spiritually connect with God, then we're not alone. And so much of our avoidance of being still is because we don't want to get in touch with that feeling of being alone and all that it means. We've made conclusions about that, haven't we, many times. And so, you know, the whole idea is when we allow the unresolved matters and feelings to stay unresolved, it keeps us disconnected from self and spiritually from God and His help. And so it's so important that we, you know, do this priority work, hear our hearts, take time to help process the things that are in our hearts, and to be able to make a connection inwardly with self, and then make that connection with God as He even wants to come inwardly and help us with the matters of our lives. Here's another song that speaks of being still. It's a song by The Fray. And here's some of the lyrics. Be still and know that I am with you. Be still and know that I am here. We can spiritualize that and, you know, make that connection with God. Be still and know that I'm with you. Be still. Be still and know when darkness comes upon you and colors you with fear and shame. Be still and know that I am with you and I will say your name. If terror falls upon your bed and sleep no longer comes, remember all the words I said. Be still and know. And when you go through the valley and the shadow comes down from the hill, if morning never comes to be, be still, be still, be still. If you forget the way to go and lose where you come from, if no one is standing beside you, be still and know that I am with you. Enjoy the song.
Be still and know that I still and know that I'm here. Be still and know that I'm with you. Be still and know.
when darkness comes upon you and covers you with fear and shame. Be still and know that I am with you, and I will say your name. If terror falls upon your bed and sleep no longer comes, remember all the words I said. Be still and know. And when you go through the valley and the shadow comes down from the hill, if morning never comes to be, be still, be still. If you
like that song. It's a new song for me. And, you know, I believe that even to have good companionships and friends and intimate relationships that we're in, you know, it takes really to get in touch with our inside world. And if we're not in touch with ourselves, then we really have handicaps in our relationships. We're not able to relate well because we're really not giving our full self, our true self, if you will, to another person. So the relationship is limited and superficial in so many ways, many times because we haven't resolved our inside world and the things that it's hungry for and asking for, all the heart cries. Many times when we have an attentive person, we try to get more from them than really they can give us or supposed to give us, and that blows the relationships up many times as well. And so this whole thing about being still and quiet and dealing with our insides and helping the help from God to do so, the fulfillment from God in our relationship with Him meets us in such a deep, deep way that helps us to understand who we are and also helps us to be met properly and have peace. We're made for that peace. So I believe we were made by God to have a connected life, that we don't have to do life alone. And when we take the time to be still, we're connecting with self in a way that prepares the way for good companionships, good relationships, companionship with God, companionship with others. And so I just want to kind of paint a little picture about that today. And, you know, next week we'll take some more time to look at this important discipline of our lives, being still. But this week, you know, try to take some time to leave all the busyness and all the noises inside and out and be still, and to know this connected life and the companionship that comes with it. You know, the whole idea of self-love is really being able to nurture ourselves and to be able to care for ourselves properly. And when we do that by this kind of meditative being still, taking time for our soul and processing the things that are going on inside our soul, when we do that, we're going to be happier, more peaceful. We're going to have a freedom as well that is so important for us to have. We all crave that and want that, don't we? So, you know, we are fortunate as we live in Laguna Beach. We can find a place in the hills, in the canyon. We can find a place on the beach, find a place wherever, and just take that time and make it to be a very special, a sacred time, sacred place. And to just be still and know many things will come as we are just doing that. So I hope this week you'll have some time like that. And I hope this week, I'm looking for a time this week myself to be more in this posture and to grow in this posture, to give myself more to this. And not to be afraid that if I take that time, I won't get all the things done that I need to get done. I believe when I do take the time that I'll get more done and they'll get done better because I've taken time for myself. So it's great to talk with you today, and I want to personally be available to offer friendship and help to anyone who needs some. Feel free to call me at 949-328-7230 or come and visit us on a Sunday morning at the Women's Club just behind Ralph's Supermarket, 10 a.m. We're a Christian community in Laguna Beach wanting to be followers of Jesus, making him visible and relevant to our city and beyond. Look forward to talking with you next Sunday, 7:30 a.m., our next Stairway to Heaven broadcast. And also, come to Laguna Exchange, our nonprofit store on the corner of Anita and PCH. We're a buy, sell, and trade store featuring trendy and upscale vintage clothes for women and men. And profits from the store help us help people in Laguna come into a new season of life. And so you have a great week, and look forward to talking to you next week.